Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I'll still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Welcome to another episode of the TagCast podcast.
Hello.
It's episode 32. One thing this podcast needs is more cowbell. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the TagCast podcast. It's Friday. This is episode 32. My name is Terry Guile.
God, it's Friday.
TGIF. Terry Guile is fun. Or on a bad day, Terry Guile is fucked.
Yeah.
Across the table from me is my co-host. He is
Indian Carl Gatch. What is going on?
Gatch Watch.
Dude, this is some good Friday music. I'm feeling good about Friday rolling on.
I can't help but go back to these guys because their songs all are numbers, and there's not a lot of 32 numbered songs.
It's proven.
Karma to burn. And if you're a lyricist, then you
groove metal.
I think so. They're listed as stoner metal, but it's groovy. And the songs are kind of,
stony.
Arranged in a way to where you could have four lines, verse, chorus, verse. Mm-hmm. So if you're a bored stoner and you don't have a band, just buy Karma to Burn and make up your own lyrics and sing to it. Maybe we'll have a contest. Yeah. Whoever can come up with the best lyrics.
You can
just
do some. Yeah.
Or you could be like John Garcia.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh. Yeah.
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 So check out Karma to Burn. I think they're still broke up. They might have got back together and broke up again from now. But they're a good band. I don't see how I overlooked them, but that happens in the large world of rock.
Remember one time we had an episode and we talked about the Beatles. You remember that episode?
Was that a lost episode?
It was the lost episode.
Oh, you guys probably didn't know we have lost episodes.
I know. I don't even think we ever talked about that one, did we?
No, and I don't think we ever announced to the public that it was a lost episode.
Yeah,
we kind of did some shuffling, and Dustin got a little bit slap happy with his pappy, and he was clearing out some shit. And he grouped some shit together and pushed delete, and went, "Oh wait!" And I was like,
"Yeah, yeah, that was a."
It's like when you're locking your keys in your car in slow motion, and you're like going, "Oh shit, I'm locking my what the fuck did I do that for?"
Yeah. But what do you think broke up the Beatles?
Yoko.
Really?
What broke the yoke, though?
It turns out it isn't true.
Who did it? Linda?
Nope. It was just time for him to leave.
Who told you this?
Paul McCartney told me this.
Was it Paul or was it Fall McCartney?
It might have been Fall, I'm not sure though. He had an interview that's going to report, that's going to air on BBC next month. And he said, she certainly didn't break the group up. I don't think you can blame her for anything. He said he definitely was going to leave. And he said, you know, she inspired Imagine and showed him a different way to be that was what he wanted to be, and he enjoyed it, and he was going to leave anyway.
That's true.
But if that's true, why wait?
For what?
32 years.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, relinquish Yoko of the guilt that she has to carry upon her shoulders for it.
Well, because of the tension that she brought to that era of the Beatles, even though it might not have caused them to break up, he probably still had some pent-up angst, and he just wanted to suffer for 30 years.
Yeah, so. She probably didn't care. I mean, she'd probably heard it for so many years, right?
But I think a lot of people are already so convinced that that was the fact, and that she's been, compared to Courtney Love and whatever else as being
Well, Yoko is a verb.
Yeah.
Right?
She pulled a Yoko on me.
Yeah.
She Yoko'd me. She broke my Yoko. But I think that a lot of people are so conditioned to knowing that and believing that, that it's not going to make a difference whether Sir Paul McCartney says that it wasn't her or not.
Yeah.
I don't think that that they'll give her any slack. She's still going to be looked upon as a screeching weasel.
A screeching weasel. Yeah.
The weasel part was because she broke up the band. The screeching part, just listen to any of her CDs.
What about that documentary where her and John were rolling around naked?
We were just wanting to have some peace.
Yeah.
It's a bed in.
And then they did that Two Virgins album. Did you hear that?
Full frontal nudity.
Yeah.
Good to check out John Lennon's penis.
Yep. And Yoko.
Yep. So maybe you guys could give us some feedback. And I don't mean by turning on your guitar and turning your amp up. Let us know if you believe what Paul says, that it wasn't Yoko that broke up the Eatles bays.
Yeah.
When I start talking in pig Latin. That's weird.
Pig Latin.
Then I turned into Jim Gaffigan for a second. God, this is a weird show. These guys are weird.
Dude, every town has those local cartoon kids, children's guys, right? Like, we had Ramblin' Rod.
Is that
and
a place?
There's, like, the main ones, like Captain Kangaroo, where everybody knows them, right?
Where they're international.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's that guy from BBC. I don't know if you knew him, but his name was Jimmy Savile.
I know the name.
Well, I think, I don't know, is he still alive?
I don't know. Was he a cartoon, a kid's
cartoon? No, he died last year, yeah.
Was he a kid's cartoon host?
Yeah, he was a children's host. Long time. And it turned out he was accused of coercing sex from as many as 300 teen girls.
Wow.
Over a period of decades in his car and even in the dressing room.
See, it's unfortunate, you know, that most people are also conditioned, speaking of conditioning and what you believe and what you think, conditioned to think that if someone's hosting a kid's show for that long, he's probably molesting them. I don't know why I was talking about Ramblin' Rod and thinking about how long his show went on, and I just watched some clips on YouTube because I used to watch that every morning before school and found out that it was still going on in like 93.
Oh, but it was so bare in the bleachers.
And he passed on in like 2000 or 2006, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And just did some delving into some internet information.
Yeah, he had an interesting life. He had an album.
He was a singer, and he had a radio show before he was a kid's host. And not once was there ever any accusations of anywhere near anything like child molestation or pervert tendencies.
I heard once he used to go back and smoke.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's nothing.
But everyone that knew him talked highly of him said that he was just the most loving, tender person. And
he was Michael Richards of UHF.
And you can't really think, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people thought, oh, Ramblin' Rod, he was probably a chimo because he's like, it's a smile show. Let's, here we go, another Popeye cartoon. Here we go.
Yep. Give me your button. Stick it to me.
Stick it in your button. Oh.
But you know what, though? This is, before we wrap up this, another guy... obscene acts with children. Gary Glitter.
Is he still alive?
Yes. 68 He served time in a Vietnamese prison for sex with minors.
Oh, Gary. Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah. Now, one other guy, though, the guy that died last year and had sex with 300 teens or coerced him, he's like a knight over there or whatever.
Now, I don't really know what Gary Glitter sounds like when he sings, because his biggest hit is the sports theme. Hey! Hey! Isn't that song played at every sports
game? Is that Gary Glitter?
That's Gary Glitter.
No, I did not know that.
That's called...
I'd heard the name, I just didn't know who it was.
That song is called Rock and Roll Part 2. And there's no lyrics, and that was what he was famous for, and I don't think it was ever released to be a sports song.
Yeah, it was just picked up because it was a horns arrangement that could be learned and is clean, right?
And everyone says, hey,
yep,
at the same time. It's kind of like the song, na, 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 hey, 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 goodbye.
Yeah.
That was never a sports song until.
And that's only like the chorus of a song, too, isn't it?
Yeah, but then when your team's losing, that's what you say to them, right?
Yeah.
They play that song over there. I know way too much about sports, but I should know, but...
Did you know Katie Couric has a show?
You were telling me that last week. A late night show?
It's on after like Carson Daly, I think, or something.
That's pretty fucking late. That's more like an early morning show.
She had Rod Stewart on.
Wow.
And Rod Stewart's wrote finally his tell-all book, as Katie Couric puts it, finally. And so she asked him the straight-up questions.
Have you been ingested with dog semen?
Mm-hmm. And she said... There's a rumor going around about you and
stomach pump.
She pretty much just
not a recent rumor. It's been going around for like 40 years.
Yeah, and he said, you know, Katie.
Is that how he talks?
No, he said he took steroids for his vocal cords, though.
I pooped.
You know, he said a lot of singers did it back in the day.
I just remember him from South Park, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's like, I pooped.
No, but he said that what happened was somebody, a manager, somebody had been fired, and they started spreading the rumors.
Oh, vengeance is mine.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I mean, that's a viable story, you know, but either way.
He said it was bullshit, but I did fuck Eric Clapton in the ass.
Yeah, yeah, he said he's always the most...
Always loved asses.
Yeah, he said he's always been heterosexual, basically.
But you know what's a good thing about the male rockers that I perform with? You can flip them over and pretend they're females.
Yep, and push their stool in.
Because they got long hair.
Wrap yourself in a
cotton. They're usually skinny because they don't... What's that?
I don't know, but it sounds nasty.
A cock and candy?
A cotton candy.
Oh, I thought you said cock and candy cocoon. Yeah.
So he's making the rounds because he wrote the book. I'm just saying he's out there again.
So he's promoting in a talk fashion rather than...
You know what the sickest part was, though, is afterwards,
did he perform?
Yeah,
fellatio on Katie Couric. Wait, you didn't let me finish.
Oh.
Did he perform fellatio?
Oh, I'm sure there was some of that going back. You know, Katie Couric, it's all about that. But what bothered me though was his performance. Was Katie Couric brought up somebody from the audience, you know, and she said to this lady, "All right, now if you get these right, everybody in the audience is going to win a copy of Rod Stewart's book." And then Rod Stewart had to sing her like a few bars of the song, and she had to take over singing and get the lyrics right.
Oh, it's like, don't forget the lyrics.
Yeah, and she was just so mortified just standing next to Rod Stewart, you know. But I was thinking, man, that's kind of a lowly moment for him. He's sitting there singing Hot Legs right there, a cappella pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, with the band, I guess. There
and so what, she did she finish correctly?
They ended up giving the books anyway. She missed a couple, but it was funny. It was just like, oh, it just did not seem like something. It's like, well,
she
come
ain't
on,
got
Rod,
nothing
write your book and go on the talk show rounds and, you know, talk openly about stuff, but don't degrade yourself to that. But perform for real.
I guess she ain't got nothing on Oprah because she'd just be giving away a car to everybody.
Yeah.
I wonder if Rod Stewart's going to go on Oprah.
She doesn't have a show anymore, does she?
She has a network, dude.
Oh. Yeah, but does she do any shows on there?
I don't know what she does.
Anderson Cooper got axed from his morning show.
Awesome.
But you didn't even know he had a morning show, probably.
No, my dad, I thought he had some kind of gay show.
It was.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I like gay people. I made an album specifically for gay people. You could check that out. It's out of print, so you can't.
You could put it on Bandcamp.
Gay songs for gay people. They're totally heterosexual songs for totally heterosexual people that don't really like heavy metal.
Hey, I got a new monthly segment.
What's
it called? Strain of the Month.
All right. Let's hear it for the Strain of the Month. What's the Strain of the Month this month?
Super Lemon Haze.
Hey.
If anybody has any experiences with Super Lemon Haze, should throw them out on our Facebook page.
It's not recent, but I think I have an experience with it. But it's pretty much the same experience that I've had with most strains. I smoked it, and I got stoned.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. So have you ever seen Half-Baked?
Yeah. I own it.
But have you ever seen Half-Baked
on weed? I think every time I saw it, I was... One time I sat...
I saw it in the theaters sober.
I saw it in the theaters, but I brought in a quarter pound, and I sat on it. I was on
a burger, a quarter pounder,
a quarter pound of weed, and I sat on it, and I was on weed.
I love the bricks in there, though.
Get it?
They're all just like, yeah.
What bricks? Oh, the bricks of the
yeah. They're so funny. He's all breaking it off.
He's like, oh my god, he's pretty funny. I actually saw a little snippet of the Chappelle show the other night while I was waiting for Matt Bronger to come on.
Bronger?
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He's originally from Portland. Did you know that?
I think so.
He's pretty funny. He's done Bridgetown a couple times. But anyway, there was a thing.
Describe him to me, though. I might be thinking of a couple.
He's a goofy guy, nerdy kind of.
Color hair.
Brown. He's kind of chubby, but not fat. And he's kind of curly hair.
Like dark brown or light brown?
Kind of mid. Dark. Mid to dark brown.
Like dirty blonde?
All right.
Does
yeah.
he have facial hair or no?
No.
All right.
No. I'll have to try to think of one of his things.
I know who you're talking about.
His special was called Shovel Fighter.
I don't know if I've seen any of his stand-up like at any length of time.
Yeah. He's pretty funny, though.
Mm-hmm. He's one of those improv guys, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And I watched another thing that was a kind of weird show called Mashup on Comedy Central. Have you seen that? With T.J. Miller.
Oh, yeah.
They do stand-up, and then they, like, infuse little video parts that go with whatever the stand-up person is saying, and then they have some little...
Oh, yeah, and they do, like, little animation sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of weird and different. Yeah. I thought it was kind of a little bit innovative and different than just the same old thing.
T.J. Miller, he was on Yogi Bear.
Really?
Right?
I don't
know. He was the ranger, I think. That was a huge break for him.
Hmm.
I think I'm thinking of the right guy.
Yeah, he's kind of got curly hair, kind of mullety.
Well, T.J. Miller I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know T.J. Miller. About.
Yeah.
But, What about Andy Daly? You like Andy Daly?
I don't know if I'm familiar. I know,
it's pretty fucking
wasn't funny. There another Daly guy?
Yeah, there's...
Tim Daly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know him from Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah. Yeah, and Andy Daly, I think. Did some stuff. He's got blondish hair,
and glasses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know who that guy is. He makes he makes me crack up.
Man, yeah. Did you ever? Do you know the man in the moon?
Andy Kaufman.
No, they're saying that it was made by an Austria-sized asteroid. That's what made the man in the moon. It's not made of cheese.
Well, it had to have been more than one asteroid to make two eyeballs and a nose, right?
Yeah, well, they say it was about 4 million years ago. And they examined some minerals from there. And it generates that the rock melted when it was hit by a 187-mile-wide asteroid.
Weird. It's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably Bigfoot aliens.
Yeah.
That's what I think. You know, speaking of the man on the moon.
Man on the moon.
Are you familiar with Tony Clifton?
Oh, that sounds familiar. Tony Clifton, he's a Tijuana Brass.
No, that's Herb Albert.
Oh.
Tony Clifton was a fictional character brought to life by Andy Kaufman.
Oh, okay.
And he always claimed that it wasn't fictional and that he opened for him in 69 in Las Vegas, and then he started to imitate him in his own act by wearing makeup and glasses. And he's got a mustache and dark glasses, and he's kind of like a lounge singer guy, but he sings really nasally and really bad. Yeah, hello, my darling. Hello, my bear. So he's I was watching some clips because Andy Kaufman's awesome, and Tony Clifton has a Facebook page that's pretty active now, and everybody thought, you know, if Andy Kaufman's dead, then Tony Clifton is dead.
Uh-huh.
So there was a thing on the Merv Griffin show from the 70s, and he was saying Dinah Shore was really mad because Tony Clifton came on and like broke a bunch of stuff and insulted a bunch of people, and they were wondering if that was you and if you were going to. He goes, "That's not me." He's like, "I'm not Tony Clifton. I know a lot of people think that I am," but and then that got me to thinking, well, maybe he is a real person. And then there was a Andy Kaufman live at Carnegie Hall. And he was telling Merv Griffin, you can watch that video, and that's why I watched it, where we come out. He opened for Andy Kaufman, but everybody knew that it was Andy Kaufman. It kind of looked like him, but he had a fake mustache and glasses, so you can't really tell. And he goes, we do a duet at the end. And then, like, that could have been anywhere, because he wears a mustache, and you know. And then come to find out that I Wikipedia'd it, and it was a guy that actually played him sometimes to deter the public from knowing whether he was real or fake, and that he's still around and still makes some appearances. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was kind of strange that he was so straight-faced and so serious about it that that's not me. That's not me. There is a real Tony Clifton, but I think that was all a lie. That's when he
Well, there was. I mean, he paid somebody to be Tony Clifton, right,
or
whatever.
Yeah, at some point. But he didn't. He had his own name or whatever. But that was the same time when he was like wrestling girls.
Yeah,
I'll wrestle any woman.
He was a performance artist, though, more than just a comedian.
Yeah, and then he comes out after performing for like 30 minutes, and then he goes, "Epi doc, hello. Thank you for coming to my show. The whole previous performance was all an act I was putting on. This is actually how I talk. My name is Alatka." You know, the guy that he plays from Taxi? And that was like a big persona of his, too.
Yeah.
But pretend that that was actually his real voice and that his normal thing was all an act. It'd be kind of weird to have to, not to rely on it, but to have an idea or a brain good enough to just make up a persona that's not real and just always play off of that. I never thought of doing that.
Well, I mean,
as far as being a comedian, you know what I do, the minimal I do.
Well, I think you have, though. I mean, you put together characters.
Yeah, but like, I never do them on stage.
Yeah, but you've sketched them out. I mean, I think you could probably roll with that, like take that on, though.
By the way, I forgot to bring that script that I was working on that we talked about. I'll have to remember next week. But yeah, anybody into writing out there? Any of our listeners? Because
I would love to do like a hand the chapters off kind of book.
And then make it go together somehow?
Yeah, like you write a chapter and then you hand it to someone else, and they write a chapter, then they hand it to someone else.
Oh, I thought you meant just go chapters and then everybody
and then form it up.
And no one knows what's going on. You write the ending of a movie, I'll write the middle part, and someone else writes the beginning. And
yeah,
then
you just tie them together with one page.
You got to find some weird way to tie them all together, and that's where it gets interesting and stupid. Or not stupid, it could turn out really, really good.
Have you ever gone golfing?
I have, once.
Hmm.
I went with my friend Jim Lauderdale and Derek Carroll and one other guy, maybe Pierre, maybe not, but they conned me into going if they would pay. They paid for my fees. They had a coupon or something.
Uh-huh.
We only did 9 holes.
Yeah. Right on.
I stopped taking.
Was it raining?
I stopped keeping track, huh?
Was it raining?
No. It was nice. It was a nice sunny spring day.
Well, there was a golf course that was close to the ocean.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And apparently out of the sky fell a shark. Landed right on the tee box.
Did a boat propeller hit it or something?
No, they figured it was picked up by a bird and dropped.
How big was it?
It was about 2 feet. It was just a little baby shark.
Flying sharks.
Yeah, it just dropped right on the tee box. Thankfully, nobody was on there, but somebody had just left there. Can you imagine?
So they're getting ready to tee off, and a fucking shark just...
Or you just teed off, and you're walking towards your ball, and then you hear something behind you, and you turn around, there's a shark on the tee box.
But yeah.
And you're frying on acid. How trippy would that be?
Yeah, and say you're taking a little bit longer to square up to the tee, and you're lining up, you're checking the wind, you're looking left, you're looking right, you're looking forward, you're looking back. All of a sudden, someone slaps you in the face with a fish.
Yep.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, at least
you'll
four fish.
And it's like, four sharks. No, but it was a good day. I liked, I didn't do a lot of ball chasing like I did in my younger years, but.
Man, I've went out maybe 20 times, so that's probably 20? Overreaching.
Holy Moses.
At least 10.
That's quite a bit.
You know, I mean, I've had one good shot the whole time. One shot that I thought, wow, that's what the rush is in playing golf, and the rest of my shots suck.
So was it from a tee shot to where you, or was it a follow-up shot?
It was a tee shot, yeah. And
did you make
it
on the green?
No, it was a longer course, but I remember just the way that it connected, the way it felt, the way it followed through, the way it flew, just everything about that swing just felt magical.
Hmm.
And before that, I had never known. I was just out there just whacking it, you know. But then I was like, man, I understand where somebody could
Once you
chase
do that,
that feeling.
Say if you got that three times in an outing, and you're like, fuck, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
next time I can strive to be better and do it four times.
Yeah.
It's like a chick striving for multiple orgasms. She's like, man, I finally came. That one time, I got it. And I know what the, I know what it's about now. Golf makes sense to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got that, so I don't got it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like...
I enjoy disc golf more than regular golf.
Mm-hmm. I've never been disc golfing.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a weird what, but what? I'm all,
that would
what?
Be crazy to be disc golfing on the East Coast a
oh.
few days ago.
Yeah, my sister was blowing everybody.
Oh, really?
Oh, Sandy, just kidding. She doesn't even live over there. She couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah... Shout out to anybody listening over there, Rock Out Radio. Hope you guys are safe still. Mm-hmm. It's a Friday over
yes.
there for Rock Out Radio, but it's probably been a while since the storm happened because we're on a rebroadcast over there. But still, anyone listening on the East Coast, batten down them hatches and hold your breath. It'll be over soon.
Yep. Yeah,
I've heard there was like
going up by Adrian Bacon's Way.
I'm not too sure. I'm hoping not for his sake. But on Tuesday I heard, and it's probably been updated since that was 3 days ago, but Tuesday I heard there were 10 deaths. So hopefully it's not many more than
that. Last I can remember, official was 16, but I want to say it's a little more than that.
Yeah, it probably is.
Louis C.K. canceled his show.
Oh, up there.
Yeah, he had one in New York, and he didn't think it was right to have, like, 1,000 fans or how many ever he had. I think it was, like, a few thousand fans. He didn't think it would be right to have them risk themselves to hear him, so he refunded tickets and
that's cool.
said he would make it up or get them to some other show.
Christine Levine and her two buddies are doing that 50 states in 50 days. And
are they over there?
That's right. Where, like right when they got there is when that storm was coming in. So,
wow.
They did Delaware, and they were wondering if the place was going to cancel. And then they give Facebook updates, and they said, nope, the show will go on. They said, no, a little bit of water didn't never hurt us up here in Delaware. So the shows have been going on. They are safe. Well, like I said, this is Friday, and you podcaster people know that we pre-record most of these shows, so hopefully those guys by today, which is Friday, have made it through the worst of the weather, and hopefully Sandy will have blown on through and get on out of here. Get out of here, Sandy.
You know what Lindsay Lohan said about it?
Fuck, it's hard to say.
Why is everyone in such a panic about Hurricane, I'm calling it Sally? Stop projecting negativity, think positive, and pray for peace. And then she later started calling it Hurricane Sassy.
Sassy Frassy.
And then...
Lindsay, do some more coke.
Yeah, Snooki denied reports that it was headed towards her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I heard some stupid joke on the internet that said Sandy was going to blow more people than Snooki did in New Jersey. That was dumb. I don't know.
You think Sandy would have hit Greece, though, right?
insert chuckle here. Yeah. Oh, Sandra D.
I know. I should have saved that joke for Bob and Tom. It would have got a lot more.
Sandy doesn't really sound like a very vicious storm, though.
It doesn't.
Like, hey, Sandy's here. What's up? It could be a guy. It could be a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's why people are taking us so lightly.
So the beach is always sandy.
Yeah.
Sandy's coming to the coast. Oh, it's always sandy at the mm-hmm. coast. What are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Yeah, it looked pretty crazy. Yeah. I did see some pictures from the day after tomorrow that people were trying to show were pictures from the storm.
The day after tomorrow. Do you watch, you probably don't, you watch IFC or... extreme MMA fighting very much.
No. UFC, you mean?
What did I say, IFC?
Yeah.
No, the channel, IFC.
I was like, yeah, when did they start showing that?
I mean,
no, I do. I've seen some fights.
Do you know if there's many women in the UFC division of fight? Do they have girls that fucking beat the shit out of each other hardcore like
that? Makes sense that they probably would.
I've never seen it.
There's women that are into it.
I know there's women that are into it, but I was just wondering if there's any professional women
who
are doing it.
Yeah. They probably throw one on a bout just like they do in wrestling when Fabulous Moolah would come to town.
Now, how would you feel if your grandmother was into UFC and she wanted to do a cage fight with some guy from the neighborhood?
Like in the neighborhood? Like
in her neighborhood.
Like backyard UFC?
Yeah. Yeah. She's 56.
All right. Yeah.
Her name
is she small in frame?
It doesn't say. But she's trying to find a man who would agree to fight her in a cage match. She attended a backyard cage match with a boy from her neighborhood and said it sparked her interest in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And after she saw the fight, she's like, that's a fight? You call that a fight? She said she's been a stripper, she's been a bouncer, she's been a security guard, I've been
like
a trainer. Men pick at me and they pick at me and I'm like, okay, I'll let it slide and then they will be decked. So she is in contact with a cage match promoters about finding her a worthy opponent. She said she is not afraid to fight someone younger than herself because she's older and better insured. I would be scared to fight a 56-year-old woman who thinks they can kick your ass.
Man.
But if you were a big buff, fucking butt fucking buff, effing, if you were big and buff, and like say you're a 40-year-old buff,
she'd probably kick my ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Me too.
I don't know. It's
but what my question was, I don't think I'd want my grandma to do it. So what, Grandma? You were a stripper. You're a security guard. You're.
I bouncer. Think she just likes. Violent snuggles, and that's what she sees in there.
She wants to get wrapped up in a submission hold.
Yeah, and being beaten in the face.
Yeah, that's so romantic.
You know, some people are, you know, I mean, maybe she just likes getting beat in the face repeatedly until she gets knocked out while being squeezed off at the stomach. Right?
Yeah,
some guy's leg.
Scissor hold.
Yeah, scissor me timbers. That's what she was yelling.
I'm just wondering if there's many women. Anybody who's into the UFC or listens to it or watches it, listens to it. You just listen to it in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the TV off. Just let me know. Let us know here at the TagCast podcast. Do women participate in UFC events, or do they just bring the card up and parade around? That's the noise it makes when they walk around.
They should.
Hey, we had a whole bunch of celebrity birthdays on Halloween, but none today, so that's cool.
November 2nd.
Yeah, we got one friend, though.
Who's that?
She's turning 40 today. Verla Phillips.
Happy birthday, Verla.
I know she's listening, because she always listens. And we've pumped up our volume since back in the day of episode 1 and 2. She said we used to be too quiet, but now I've noticed I have to turn the volume down if I listen back to an episode, because it's a... pretty high quality audio going on up in this biznitch. But yeah. Happy birthday. She's 40 today. Hope everybody knows that, so I'm not outing her. But Verla, 40 is the new 30.
We love you, B.
It's the new 30. So you're really just new 30.
It's the new 25, actually.
Has it got bumped back again?
Maybe.
I heard 44 is the new 30.
I was at the doctor the other day, so they said 35 is time to start coming in for the physicals.
I haven't had a physical in years.
He listened to my heart. Sounds good. It said... No, it said... Very good.
What? Wow. That's what kind of heart you have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heart. Yep.
I have a heart problem. Why do they play Barracuda so much?
I have one heart problem myself. It's a song called These Dreams.
What about Never?
What about Love?
Never was, I think, the worst.
Never.
Never.
Hey, so yeah, how'd you guys have a good time on Halloween? It was Wednesday Halloween. Did you get lots of candy? Did you steal it from your kids?
I ate a lot of razor blades.
Did you? Ooh. I ate some popcorn balls that had bath salts in them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
It was gross tasting, but I tripped balls.
That would be cool.
I tripped popcorn balls. Mm-hmm.
Did you put Pop Rocks in those popcorn balls?
That would be awesome to have popcorn balls inside of Pop Rocks inside popcorn balls. Did you watch any scary... You said something about a week ago about the Fear Fest.
Yeah,
scary movies?
Yeah, they had like some Friday the 13th on and some Halloweens. And
I got a... DVD. It's actually ended up being three DVDs in one package that is 15 classic horror movies, and we're talking 60s and 50s and even 30s horror movies like Maniac and some old Jack Nicholson movies and Little Shop of Horrors. And
I know the kind of packs you're talking about.
Yeah, it was $5 at Walmart, so you can't go wrong. 15 movies. And so I've been watching some scary movies, and then I was reading this story in the news. The scientists at a British university said that their research indicates that horror movie viewers burn up to 113 calories in 90 minutes.
Wow.
Because you're getting tense and your heart's beating and stuff like that. And it didn't really say what...
Are you sure they're not talking about it just because there's always those naked chicks on there and so you're getting a little extra exercise?
Maybe. It could be. I don't know. But I just wonder, like, if you were just sitting in a room and not watching a movie or being scared, if you're just sitting, I don't know how many calories you burn in an hour.
Well, you're tensing up, right?
Right. So it said that... a lot of the movies had different amounts for people. So you fat people who are having trouble losing weight, just watch scary movies all the time.
Or at least keep it going in the background.
But don't eat buttery popcorn and chocolate snacks while you're watching these movies because that kind of counteracts. Yeah. Now, you people who have good metabolisms like me, or I shouldn't say good because it's all in the eye of the beholder, fast metabolisms, you can eat those snacks while you watch scary movies because it totally like, oh, I ate 113 calories worth of popcorn. But
I thought you were going to say 113 red vines.
So I don't know how they, I guess they hooked these people up. And so they hooked them up and they used 10 films to test their pulses. Because adrenaline is known to lower your appetite and increase your basal metabolic rate and ultimately burn calories. So those who are watching The Shining burned the most, 184 calories while watching The Shining.
Wow, even more than The Exorcist?
Let's see if... Yes. Jaws was second with 161.
People hate sharks.
The Exorcist was right on its tail with 158. The original Alien watchers of the original Alien burned 152, and Saw came in fifth with the original Saw burning 133 calories.
That one burns the most for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For an average, it burns 50 more calories to watch The Shining, but it's longer. It's 30 minutes longer.
But, yeah, that is true. But at the same time, I mean, even though it still creeps me out to no end, I don't know if that movie still scares me like it used to.
Well, just the scenarios that they set up.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But the Saw movies, I mean, those are like gut-wrenching to watch. Some of those, you know. They're just brutal.
with two O's.
Yeah, and it's I can never prepare myself to go and watch one, even though I like going and watching one, but I'm always like, yeah, this is going to be a good movie, and then it's like the first scene comes out and they get you right away and you're just like, holy fuck.
Yeah, you're hooked to some machine that's chaining you, it's pulling you apart. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. It is a pretty intense series of movies, and it's one of the longer running.
Yeah, and it's and pretty much a plot, good, right?
Yeah,
that's a plot that.
But it's pretty much
the same thing over and over.
Yeah, once you've seen the first plot, and then you keep wondering how are they going to keep this going? Because now spoiler, what's his name is dead. What was his name?
Shane.
No, the guy from Saw.
Oh, Jigsaw.
Jigsaw. And then the guy, the old guy that played him, he died, but then it just kept going. It kept going and kept going. Yeah. Sexy Toby.
You know, there's a New York City police officer. He was ordered. He was accused of plotting to torture women and cook and eat their body parts.
Oh, shit. My car alarm's going off. Dude, is that a modern day Ed Gein?
I don't know. Yeah, it said he left a trail of emails, IMs, and computer files detailing the kidnapping and cannibalism scheme, which identified two women. He had identified two women, but he cataloged at least 100 women on his computer. It doesn't look like anybody was harmed. But it was abducting and cooking victim one, a blueprint.
Cooking?
Mm-hmm.
Man. That's gross. So is he on paid administrative leave?
And stuff. I don't think it's paid.
Well, most of those people.
I think he's detained without bail.
Oh. Well, I think they should cut his wing off and put him in a dark room with a bunch of rats.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well, the public defender asked for bail, saying it was just a fantasy in a sexual world.
Does that make it okay?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. You're not carrying unless you carry it out. But I mean, he did have like their personal information on a couple women. So was he going to carry it out? Who knows?
Who the F knows?
Yeah.
Well, who knows if he didn't already?
Yeah. I mean, of course you're going to get stalking and harassment at that point, right? I mean, if you're following the women around.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that, I mean, it's just your own little fantasy. Aren't you allowed to have your own little fantasies?
Yeah. And then I guess if something happens pertaining to it, then you'd be the first to be looked at to say.
Oh, yeah. If they found files and shit. And, like, right. You, like,
or if some murders came up or whatever. And
yeah.
Then
and then
say, well,
you just happen to have all those women's names in your email.
And you're like, yeah, but I would never do anything like that. It's just a crazy idea that I came up with. And they're like, well, maybe. And then you could say, well, maybe. That's why it's best to write it down, because you could say, oh, my info got leaked. Someone read my story. And then they took my idea, and now they're trying to frame me because they took my fantasy and...
Get too close to my fantasy. That's what Gina was talking about.
Yep, that's what Gina was talking about. That's what Diener was talking about. When I saw Ween, just to change that subject because of that, that was like a huge crowd favorite when I saw Ween. I don't know why, but everyone was singing along with that song.
Oh, don't get too close to my fantasy? Oh, yeah.
Opposed to every other song they did that night, that was the one.
The ending, right?
When they stop and they just sing a cappella,
Don't get too close to my fantasy.
And I still was really new to Ween at that time.
It is a crowd favorite. In fact, I remember there was at least one show. Because that was always one that, you know, the crowd would yell.
Yeah.
But nobody yelled, don't get too close to my fantasy. Everybody yelled, fantasy.
Yeah.
And I remember one time people just kept yelling it, and then they played Captain Fantasy. Which is a totally different song.
I thought they were going to play Fantasy by Aldo Nova. That even down, 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 down. So it's probably... pretty well-known fact that Axl Rose is pretty much egomaniac.
No,
crazy, eccentric, probably, who knows, is he on drugs right now? Or is he, like, alcohol, or...
I do not. He's just crazy. He's just on himself.
He's just crazy big head guy.
He's just on himself.
Yeah, well,
at least
it's only getting worse. A city street in Las Vegas has been renamed Guns N' Roses Boulevard. Or wait,
well, that's kind of cool though.
Oh, in honor of Guns N' Roses, the name of Paradise Road is being changed to Paradise City Road.
Why,
so I guess I jumped the gun on that.
Why doesn't it just? Why don't they just make it Paradise City? Why does it have to be a road? That doesn't sound cool.
Because it's a road, dude.
I know, but it doesn't sound cool. The Paradise City
Boulevard.
Way. Yeah.
Way.
Paradise City Way.
Lane. Paradise City.
Paradise City Green.
They have endorsed changing the name to Paradise City Road, and the name is inspired by the Guns N' Roses tune. Oh, but it's only going to be temporarily while the band is playing at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, doing 8 shows from Wednesday until November 21st. From Halloween till November 21st, they're doing.
How many urchins living under the street are they going to have?
I don't know. They should make the whole place into like a jungle. I didn't even know if they make.
I saw him on Kimmel the other night.
Are they all right? Are they Z City?
No, I didn't watch him perform. He was actually being interviewed.
Ah, is he still a douche?
He was just kind of promoting their gig that they got there, their residency.
Huh.
Cracking a little wise or whatever. I didn't actually watch it. I guess I read about it. I read the transcript.
Ah.
But it was mostly, him just promoting this crap that he's got coming up.
Is voting over as of today, Friday? When does the voting, the polls are closed?
Yep, and congratulations to...
all the winners.
Yes.
Did you vote this year?
Yeah, I voted for Sheriff Nottingham.
Did you vote yes on 80?
Yes.
All right.
On 80.
Have you voted pretty much every year since you're 18?
Yes.
Well, there's a...
I'm feeding full of fibs here. No.
You haven't?
No.
Have you ever voted?
Yeah, I voted a couple times.
Did you vote this year?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, not yet.
I didn't. I actually
don't know. They mail it to you now, don't they?
Maybe. I hope that I don't alienate myself from any of you people who really think that's important to vote, but I am an unregistered. I'm not a registered voter.
I don't know if I'm registered. It's been
I unregistered myself to get out of jury duty because I kept getting called for jury duty, and I don't like being called for jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
you
like
paid
to
for that shit, though.
Yeah, 30 cents a mile and some other bullshit.
Yeah, you get like a $7 check.
It doesn't work. They still send you stuff for jury duty.
Oh.
And I still do the same thing. I don't go, and I don't respond, and nothing ever happens.
You just call them and tell them that it's financially not feasible for you to go.
I just go in the first time and said, well, are there any black people or Chinese people? Because I'm totally racist. Oh, he's white?
I probably get that all the time.
I hate white people. They're stupid. No, but anyway, there's this lady in South Carolina who's 108 years old. She's voting for her first time ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe she must have already voted.
What's she voting for? What draws her to vote now?
Obama.
Really?
She's voting for Obama.
Hmm.
Yep. So.
So when this is so when Obama ran for change last time, now what's he doing? Is he running change again?
I think he's going for
forward
dollars instead
going
of change.
Going forward.
Bills instead of change.
That's not going to be decided.
Do you got any spare
today, right?
Friday?
Yeah.
Or Tuesday? I don't know when it ends. I don't even pay attention because
I guess it is almost November, huh?
Stupid.
Yeah, it is November.
Today is November 2nd, yes.
And this was the day it was supposed to all be decided, like our president?
I am not too sure.
Wow.
I don't even pay attention to it because I don't fucking like politics.
I know. Neither one of us know.
And you know, to me it doesn't even matter because the world's all coming to an end on the 21st of December.
Oh, that'll be before it changes hands anyway.
Yeah, so we're stuck with Obama either way.
Yep.
I read a funny story that a dude over in Russia refused to pay his traffic fines because of the upcoming impending end of the world.
Yeah.
He says the payment is senseless. And they said, well, sorry, you have to pay, and then you're going to get interest racked up.
It's just tell them you pay it on the 22nd.
It's only 1,000 rubles, which is equals $12.
Well, I'd just pay it then.
Fuck, I could afford 12 rubles.
Is that in Russia?
Yeah.
I got a Russian story.
All right, let's give it to me.
A Russian ship went missing.
A chip?
A ship.
Oh, I thought you meant like a potato chip.
A Russian ship went missing with 700 tons of gold on it.
Wow.
Gold ore missing.
Did they get pirated?
I don't know. It had a 9-person crew on it, and it's gone missing in the stormy seas of the Pacific coast of Russia.
Crazy.
Yeah, it sent a distress call, and in the Sea of Okhotsk.
Say that again?
Okhotsk.
One more time.
Otkos.
I just like the way.
Yeah, and it was carrying it to be going processed, and it said, yeah, it just went missing. So they don't know what happened.
Well,
they used it before, and
that's nowhere near the Bermuda Triangle, so that's weird.
Otkos.
Hey, remember a long time ago on some episode in season one, I asked you if you had friends with wiener dogs?
Yeah.
And you said you did, and then we talked about some fat wiener dog. Wasn't it a 40-pound or 35 pounds or something like that?
I don't remember that one. I remember my friend with the 3-foot wiener dog.
I think we were talking about it, and I was like, wow.
We may have, yeah.
Or no, it was a 40-pound cat, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there was like a big old cat.
So this must be the same obese dog. And this is in Portland, Oregon. 70-pound dachshund.
Wow.
Dachshund, I guess.
Does its foot touch the ground?
I don't know, but it's in the center of a huge heated custody battle. It's remaining with its caretaker until they decide who they're going to give it to. I guess its owners like split up or whatever, and they're trying Oh, okay. Remember? Okay, this is the same dog.
But neither one of them actually take care of it. They have a caretaker for it. They just want to know which one's going
to
own it.
This is the same dog that lady started a Facebook page for to raise money. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so then they brought him to one person's house, and the person. Okay, I had it mixed up. They're unhappy with the care that this person has been giving the dog. And that they want him back.
Oh, okay.
But they said that he's lost 15 pounds since they've been at his new home. Maybe they just haven't been feeding it.
Maybe.
He's supposed to lose 2 pounds a week until he reaches a healthy weight.
2 pounds a week. Well, that's not bad. Just quit drinking soda is what I'd do.
Yeah, I can't ever say it. Dachshunds. They like to drink Dr. Pepper, I heard.
Yeah, they do.
Dachshund Pepper.
Dr. Pepper!
So, yeah, I didn't even know that was in Portland. So, yeah, little home state news there.
Yeah.
For fat dogs.
Hey, what's in Hans's
CD player? We're sorry, Hans, that we haven't been playing your little theme song. I didn't even get to ask him if he liked it or not, but I thought it was a pretty cool little ditty.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll extract it someday, and I'll just get it as a soundbite. Maybe I'll give that to you as a task to do, Dustin. How's that sound?
Okay, yeah, send me a message.
Yeah, I'll say at this many minutes on this episode, and you can just extract it and send it to me, and I'll put it on my Kindle. I'm supposed to be getting my new Kindle tomorrow. I'm getting a little excited.
Sweet.
It was totally malfunctioning today and not charging and doing its thing, and luckily I got it to go up to about 73% battery charge, so it's
right
been working for today. Today, now this is one of those ones that makes me think like you thought. Is he just fucking with us, Hans? The best of air supply? Come on now, really? Because those guys aren't that good. I mean, sure, they're great.
Well, it is the best of them.
The best isn't even that good.
What is your second favorite air supply song?
My first favorite air supply song is also my second favorite. And my 10th favorite. It's all,
what is Lost in Love?
I'm all out of love.
I'm all out of love.
I'm sorry. Leaving a song all
is that
alive.
Is that what you have on your turntable too?
Yeah, weird. I was listening to Air Supply too. No, I wasn't. No. I was actually listening to Yob, the unreleased demos that was put out by Sean Shock and Paula Rhodes on, what is it called? Raven's Eye Records.
Uh-huh.
They've only had a small handful of releases, and when you're talking vinyl, you can usually only fit about one record in your hand,
yeah,
and a handful. But it's four songs that were recorded by Mike back in the late 90s, and then one live song recorded at CD World. I believe you and I were in the audience of that one, and you can kind of hear us saying, woo, at the end. But yeah, four songs, it equals about 45, 50 minutes, so it's a pretty much full-length album.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. I consider me to be the winner today as far as listening to the coolest shit, because Air Supply is not good to me, Hans.
Yeah.
Baseball is very, very good to me, but Air Supply, not very good. No,
in
like
my
it.
Junk drawer, I have a
Air
banana.
Supply.
Nope, just a banana.
Is it a plantain or a regular one?
Well, it kind of looks like a plantain now because it's all black.
You know, I've heard that if you eat bananas that have just a little few black spots on the outside, you know, just starting to get a little extra ripe and they're a little softer, that they're way better cancer fighting agents of antioxidants or carcinogen fighting.
Let them ripen.
Yeah. So if
let
you
them
eat
reach full maturity.
Yeah.
Sure.
If they're a little, and you know, you like, I don't even like bananas, but if I eat one, I want one that's not that mushy.
Yeah.
But the mushier they are, the better they are for you.
You almost want to pick one out daily if you're going to eat one.
And some people are like, oh, you know, I got a headache. I need to eat a banana because my potassium is low.
You get one of those green bananas, though. They're weird.
They get a little hard, don't they?
Yeah.
A little bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like banana-flavored candies either. I was eating some candy because Halloween and all that. And yeah, I don't like banana and watermelon candy.
Hmm.
Maybe if I mixed them.
Is that mixed? Oh, that's not mixed?
Beat you to that one, didn't I?
Watermelon's weird.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an acquired taste, and people give me a hard time when they find out that I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Hmm.
I just don't.
Why do they give you? I don't like it. You don't like it.
I don't like it.
You like banana chips.
Oh, hey, you know what we didn't mention? We were supposed to have a guest on the show today in the form of a local comedian and friend, Carmichael McGee. Maybe I did mention it. I think I mentioned it at the end of Wednesday's show, but he canceled on us, and I was going to give him a call and maybe ask him some questions.
You give him a call?
I'm not going to because that's rude. I texted him and asked him if he had a few minutes to answer a few questions, and he never got back to me. So he's probably taking care of whatever business he had to take care of. So it's all good. I say to him, no worries, Carmichael. We'll be catching up with you soon enough. He does do a comedy show. I believe it's the first Friday of every month. Hope that's correct. At Cornucopia. He just took over for Josh
Mazicopia.
Finch. And I believe they got Ian Carmel coming in at the early November show. So go check out Ian and some other funny people, including Carmichael McGee. Where are we? Are we about, time-wise?
56.
Oh, cool.
Do you want to play some Google game? You got time for a Google game?
Yeah, we can do a quick Google game.
All right. I got two that I have reworked out here already for you.
Okay. I like games.
What you gonna do?
When she says goodbye.
That's what it probably is, huh?
Oh, you want me to search them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what our Google game was. Okay. We're doing Google, though, not Bing.
No, whichever one you want to do.
Okay, what you gonna do? I thought you had something written down there. So,
what you gonna do?
Is it gonna? What you gonna do?
Well, I don't want it to bring up the song. What you going...
What are you going to do?
Sure.
Okay. Some shit's gonna come up, dude, before I even get anything typed.
You might have to throw in a bow at the end on there.
What the festival? What are... Bath salts. What are... You sinking about. That's a weird thing.
Huh.
What are you going to do? Stab me? That's the number one before I even got to do. Yep. What are you going to do? Stab me.
All right, put in about at
the next
end.
Was, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do? Bleed on me?
What about if you put an about at the end?
What are you going to do about?
Yeah.
To do about it.
Put that. About that.
What are you going to do about your tattoos when you're old? What are you going to do about it, Whitey?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do about it, Whitey?
Wow.
What are you going to do about what?
What are you going to do about your tattoos when you get older?
I'm probably going to get them redone again every 20 years when they fade. I don't know. I can't
Such
remember.
Such a weird question to be asked, isn't it?
I think it was
I don't even have tattoos, and I know that's a weird question to be asked. Like,
I think it's a guy that's going to do a show at the Stonefront coming up. Uh-huh. I think his name is Eric Moore. He posted a funny thing that said, pretty soon it's only going to be grannies that have tramp stamps.
Uh-huh.
Because no one's getting them anymore. And once it gets to that point, they'll just be called granny stamps. Like a tranny stamp. All right, you got That's another fine. Google question for me?
Yeah, how should I?
How shit?
How should I?
Oh, how should? How should you? How should I cut my hair? How should I wear my hair? How should I do my hair today?
Wow, all three it's all about hair.
Yeah, all and it only gives me three on Google. That's why I like Bing. We'll do Bing on Monday. How should I?
How shouldn't I?
How shouldn't chai?
How should I take?
How shouldn't I? See, nothing comes up because.
Oh, how should I take?
How should I take drugs? No. How should I take creatine? How should I take Molly? And do you know what Molly is? That's a drug.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Tune in with us on Monday to find all about Molly. I don't know if you guys are familiar with
Molly.
But I first heard about Molly this summer when I was at the Oregon Country Fair, and some people were talking about Molly. And I said, who is this Molly chick that you're speaking of? And they thought I was joking because I'm supposed to be kind of hip.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not hip when it comes to new drugs because I am not Hulu. I don't want a new drug. I just want to smoke my medical marijuana. So that's what I'm going to do. But we'll tell you about Molly. Maybe we'll smoke some bath salts. Maybe we'll do the Bing game. Maybe we will just talk about nonsense for 49 minutes and then talk about good stuff for 11. Who knows?
Talk about how people that just do weed.
They do weed?
People that just do weed.
Do you do it or do you smoke it?
And the people that just smoke weed generally don't like.
They're like, dude, I did so much weed.
Huh?
It's so weird how you say I did heroin and I did coke and I did ecstasy and I did acid, but I smoked weed.
Yeah.
Because you don't
The people that smoke weed, though, I mean, they generally don't really do a lot of other drugs.
You don't do it any other way either, really.
No.
How else do you do weed?
Well, eat it.
Yeah.
And they got the tinctures or whatever.
Yeah. But when you're doing heroin, you usually shoot it.
Yeah, nobody makes heroin tea.
I smoke heroin
on
the weekends, but only on Saturdays. How did you know that was going to happen? That was like a precursor reverse echo.
I knew.
Hey, you guys, hope you have a good weekend. Go out and do something fun. Go see Seth tonight at the Into Pizza.
Do it.
Do something anyway. Don't just sit home. Or you can just sit home and listen to 79 hours of the TagCast podcast.
Yeah, with your friends.
Go to TagCastPodcast.com and check it out. Go check out the snowplow, Wendy.
Rock on.
We'll see you on Monday. Metal. Hey there, you taggots. Want something fun to do this weekend in the next coming weeks?
Yeah, I do.
Of course you do. You don't want to be a stick in the mud. Hey, get out to Indie Pizza this Friday, November 2nd. It's Pizza by the Slice, hosted by Jesse Priest. We got Tim Hammer, Seth Milstein, Marsha Belsky, and Kristen Manville. Three of those are coming down from Portland, and Seth, of course, you know him from our show. He's from Eugene. That starts at 9 o'clock. I believe it's $5 at the door. And then the next night, we got Cloud and Kelly's with 30-pound test and bikini and DJ on the spot. What's his name? Turntable Enabler. That's right. J.D. Monroe. Sorry about my tongue twisters. It's 21 and over. It's $3 at the door. It's 10 o'clock to midnight. So he'll be spinning some metal albums before, in between, and after band. So come out for that. The next weekend at the Stonefront Tavern in Salem, that's on Commercial, we got a comedy extravaganza with myself headlining the night. I believe Bradley Peterson will be hosting or performing. He's putting on the show. It's a no cover charge. It starts at 9 o'clock, and there'll be a couple other good comics as well, so come out to that. Sunday night, November 11th, at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland is Napalm Death with Municipal Waste, Exhumed, Attitude Adjustment, and Portland's own Wehrmacht doing a show that they don't usually play that much, so you'd be lucky to go check them out. $16, all ages. The doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. I'll be there. Saturday, November 17th, the Dixie Creek Comedy Showcase number 4 is coming at you with our headliner, Andy Andrist. I'll be doing a set. Jesse Priest will be doing a set. Dustin Gatchel will be hosting the show. We'll be doing a live taping of the season finale of season 2 of the TagCast podcast after the show, so you don't want to miss that. It starts at 9:30. It's 21 and over, but it's a free show. Donations are suggested but not required. Friday, November 30th, it's Blake's birthday bash at the Tiger Bar with 30-pound test, Awake, and We Have Guns. That's going to be, as they call, a rager. That's 21 and over. It's $6. It starts at 9 p.m. That's up in Portland. Get out there and check those guys out. The Dixie Creek Saloon is bringing some doom into their place there on Saturday, December 8th, with Ninth Moon Black, Witchosaurus Hex, Die Like Gentlemen, and Grief Hammer. That's going to be a great show. Come out. It's free. It's 21 and over. It starts at 9 o'clock. Here's the biggest one on my list after Napalm Death. It's Friday, December 14th at the Oak Street Speakeasy, Corrosion of Conformity with Yob and Saviors, 21 and over. More details to come. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I'm just surprised that COC is playing there at all. So stay tuned for details on that. Also, if you're not in that area or you'd rather go do something else, the same night at the Whiteside Theater, December 14th, it's Floater with 30-pound test. That's in Corvallis. It's all ages. More details are coming soon on tickets and prices and stuff like that. So go check out some shows, kids. There's lots of stuff to do. In the meantime, listen to our TagCast podcast.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings,
and CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.